sides.
This was an unusual case by any stretch of the imagination.
MGM has agreed to pay between $735 and $800 million to the victims of the worst mass shooting in the nation's history. The final amount will depend on how many people opt into the settlement. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. For millions of students across America, school is back in session. From high school hallways to college campuses, now that the first semester is in full swing, it's important to check in with your kids to ensure they're developing money management skills that will stick with them for life. April Schneider, Bank of America.
This time of year can be a whirlwind for students, but it's also a prime time to talk with them about developing key financial habits like budgeting and saving. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students succeed by providing them with educational tools like better money habits and best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees and was one of the main reasons that Bank of America was named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
Former Special Envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, is one of the first Trump administration officials testifying as part of the House impeachment inquiry. Volker is testifying before three House panels behind closed doors. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio with an update.
Ambassador Volker has been very impressive and, as I said, has said nothing that coincides with what the Democrats are saying with their whole impeachment narrative.
A former U.S. Coast Guard lieutenant accused of planning to carry out a terrorist attack is pleading guilty to gun and drug charges. Christopher Hassan's wife defends her husband.
He's a loving man and an honorable man. And I just hope that he comes home soon.
Hassan pleaded guilty to four federal gun and drug charges on Thursday. He was arrested at his Silver Spring, Maryland home where police found stockpiles of guns, ammo, and silencers. He'll be sentenced in January and could face more than 30 years in prison. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Vice President Mike Pence is defending President Trump's phone call with the president of Ukraine. Speaking at a roundtable in Scottsdale, Arizona on Thursday, Pence says the fact that Biden's son was paid $50,000 a month to be on a Ukrainian board is worth looking into.
I think the American people have a right to know if the vice president of the United States or his family profited from his position as vice president during the last administration. That's about looking backwards. And understanding what really happened. I mean, the fact that my predecessor had a son who was paid $50,000 a month to be on a Ukrainian board at the time that Vice President Biden was leading the Obama administration's efforts in Ukraine, I think is worth looking into. And the president made it very clear that he believes our other nations around the world should look into it as well. I mean, the simple fact is that, you know, when you hold the second highest office in the land, it comes with unique responsibilities, not just to be above impropriety, but to be above the appearance of impropriety. And clearly, in this case, there are legitimate questions that ought to be asked, and we're going to continue to ask them.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You know, this past week, I was delving back into Greek mythology and some ancient Greek plays. I do. I always go to the classics. Ancient Rome, ancient Greece, and look to some of the writing from back then. Oftentimes because it's withstood the test of time. I have to talk about here on the program, talk about wisdom. And the fact that it is evasive in today's day and age, in many respects and in many different areas. But the interesting thing you read about mythology and you read some of these old plays, that it's always been evasive. It's times change, but do they really? So, yeah, I was looking up a play, and I'm going to get into this a little bit later on in the program, about money, wealth, socialism, and I was trying to see what the ancient Greeks thought about it. And you know, I decided today on the program, I said it's going back from the past, because oftentimes in my writing, many of the columns that I've written over the years, I've gone to some of these stories in an effort to help explain what's happening at that point in time. Back in January of 1999, I wrote a column entitled Icarus and the Stock Market. Now, if you're not familiar with the story of Icarus, it's Icarus, a young boy who received a pair of wings. And these wings would allow him to fly. Now, before he takes off on his first flight, his father warns him, "Do not fly too high. Do not go too close to the sun. The wings are going to catch fire, and you're going to crash, and you're going to die." And the boy does not heed his father's advice, and it doesn't work out too well for him at all. And again, at that point, I was talking about the dot-coms and the run-up in all the technology stocks, and, you know, check the date, January of 1999. I wasn't too popular on radio programs and television programs back then. I was the whipping boy. I was defying conventional wisdom, as we do here on the program, going against what everyone else is saying at that point in time. Back in March of 2008, I wrote a column entitled How to Kill a Hydra. But you know what a Hydra is? A monster? It was basically a water snake dragon thing. It had multiple heads, poisonous blood. Its breath was poisonous. And the Hydra guarded the passage to the underworld. Now, when someone wanted to go and try to kill the Hydra, and actually was lucky enough to sever one of the heads of the Hydra, another two grew back. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, that wasn't good. But anyway, eventually Hercules and his cousin figured it out. After they chopped a head off, they burned the stump. And that article I was talking about, all of the exercises in futility that were taking place by the Wizards of Smart in Washington, D.C., the Treasury, you name it, all trying to fix what was going on in the financial system at that point in time. We'll fix it. Yeah, all the king's horses and all the king's men. Hey, one of my favorite stories, because I oftentimes compare myself to this fella, is the story of Sisyphus. Now, Sisyphus was the founder and king of Corinth. And he was a clever fella. He was known to be a bit crafty throughout his entire life. And Sisyphus, he saved his greatest win, his greatest triumph, for last. Now, when the god of the underworld, Hades, came to claim him personally for the kingdom of the dead, Hades brought with him a pair of handcuffs, which at the time was a bit of a novelty. Now, Sisyphus, being the shrewd fella, true to his character, asked all the right questions and expressed such an interest in Hades' handcuffs that Hades was persuaded to demonstrate their use on himself. That's how the god of the underworld found himself locked in Sisyphus' closet for days. Now, again, you got to imagine this and story. With Hades locked in the closet, he couldn't perform his duties, which was basically carting people off to the underworld. So, obviously, that kind of screwed things up in Greece, made things a little bit out of whack. So, if you were a soldier and you happened to be chopped to bits in battle that day, guess what? You're showing up that evening at the taverna and you're downing ouzo and octopus. So, nobody could die, basically. Eventually, Hades got out and Sisyphus was ordered to the underworld for the internal assignment, but again, the trickster, he had other ideas. Sisyphus told his wife not to bury him, so when he arrived in the underworld, he complained to Persephone, the queen of the dead, that he had not been accorded the proper funeral honors. Even more, he pleaded that an unburied corpse had no business on the far side of the river Styx. His wife did not place a coin under his tongue to secure passage with the ferryman. Surely your highness should realize I must be given leave to return topside to make things right. And Persephone agreed. Sisyphus made his way back to the beautiful land of grilled fish and sunshine, where he forgot about funerals and coins and promises, and he partied like it was 5,000 B.C. Now, sure enough, Hades did show up and brought him back down, and guess what? That was it. He was assigned. His crime against Hades is that for an eternity he had hard, frustrating labor. Sisyphus's assignment was to roll a great boulder to the top of a hill. Only every time Sisyphus attained the summit, the boulder would roll back down again. Those Greek gods could be tough, huh? Reason why I like that story, because it shows, well, the frustration that Sisyphus is now enduring for eternity, according to the Greek legend, right? I wrote the story about Sisyphus and Moi, Sisyphus and the Watchdog, back in September 2005. And at that point in time, we were dealing with, oh, that's always been a point in time. Rip-off, scam, scam, rip off, scam, rip off, rinse, repeat, over and over again. I did mention this on the program. I said back around 2005, I can go back to my old recordings. I can go access my old recordings, and you'll hear me yelling and screaming on the program. I don't do that as much anymore. I know sometimes I revert and I start yelling and screaming, getting all bent out of shape. I was frustrated. And the reason why is, again, I lose a lot. Every day, we here at the program, we at Markowski Investments, we push the rock to the top of the hill, and it rolls back down on top of us again and again and again. Not all the time. It's not as bad as it is for Sisyphus, but often, yes, it does. We come here, we talk about various different rip-off scams, how to avoid being baited, how to avoid being scammed, what these con artists are going to do. We constantly, our phone lines are open all the time. We have 24-hour-a-day help hotline, our website, people contacting us, sending us emails, asking questions about various different investment firms out there. Who's good? Who's bad? Well, again, we fill you in. And, you know, it was true back in 2005. It's true today. True back in 2005. True in 2019. There hasn't been one time. Hasn't been one time where I've had someone contact us that we warned, tried to help out, point in the right direction. Not once. Has anyone contacted us and said, Chris, you're wrong. You're wrong. Matt, you're wrong. Michael, you're wrong. I made a fortune with that guy. That things worked out great. You're an idiot. Not once. And one would assume that if we screwed up, someone would like to basically rub our noses in it. But no. Listen, I can't time the market. I can't. We told you that here. Yeah, we take a look at our track record. Well, we're pretty good at calling things. But hey, look at Icarus in the stock market, January 1999. Market went up over the next year when I was warning people, hey, listen, this is not good. Valuations are insane. But we were right. But one thing we are good at is understanding who the good guys are and the bad guys are. We see right through this stuff. This past week, I was provided a list by the Securities and Exchange Commission. They just released an updated list of fake firms, fake investment firms, and bogus regulators. Now, if I were to print this list up, this is the SEC's list. This is what they know that's out there. They really can't do anything about it. They're letting us know. You're not seeing anything extra. Everybody should go check this list to make sure whether or not your firm is a good one or your firm is a bad one. If I was to print the list out, it's close to 130 pages long, and it's not one per page. You understand me? It's a list. That's how bad it is out there. This is what we're trying to protect people from again and again and again, over and over. Hey, listen. Listen, it's not just these small little bad brokerage firms and outfits out there. We go after the big firms as well. What I'm asking of my listeners out there is to check. Check. We're here to help you. We're here to help you. You don't have to do business with us. You don't have to do it. I could care less. We're here to help. We're here to help people avoid being ripped off and scammed. One of the many things that we do. And I brought this up at the beginning of the program today because, again, I was showing a little bit of frustration. The amount of firms that are still added to this list, that are continuing to be added to this list. You need to stop being a victim. One more thing before we got to go to break. You want to know why I stopped? I stopped yelling. I stopped getting angry about these things. I changed my mode of thinking. I'm a big believer in personal responsibility. We're big believers in personal responsibility here on the program. You need to own it. There's no reason for you to get ripped off or scammed. None. Especially after you have listened to this program, none. If it happens, I feel bad for you, but whose fault is it? It's yours. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great things at the site. Account repair kits, college planning kits, annuity help kits, you name it. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5980.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military talk radio show. Army clothing experts are testing new extreme cold weather gear that's designed to be lighter, better fitting, and more effective in colder conditions than the current layering system. This winter, researchers at the Army's Combat Capabilities Development Command Soldier Center plan to field test the cold temperature Arctic system, a prototype system designed to be effective down to minus 65 degrees Fahrenheit. The current cold weather clothing, a seven-level system that offers options from base layers to an extreme cold jacket and pants, is designed to be effective to minus 60 degrees Fahrenheit, but currently it performs at the negative 40 to 45 degree range. Quote, we want a system effective down to the negative 65 degrees. Hey, but we don't need this because we're experiencing global warming, right? Well, thank you for joining me for A Minute with the Colonel.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket? That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you. We are back, and we are looking at a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. See tracks, think train.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. I have to comment on some of the latest, some of the big changes that were just made by the Securities and Exchange Commission and how they're going to go about labeling stockbrokers and advisors. There's new SEC rules. And in my opinion, what it's going to do is just, well, you know what we're going to have? It's going to sow a lot more confusion, and it's going to also, I guess if you're going to have, if you're one of the people that still have an account at a brokerage firm, why? I don't know. I don't care if it's Morgan Stanley, Merrill. It doesn't make any difference. You might have to invest in a really good microscope because the disclaimers that you're going to start seeing that are written in that really, really, really small, itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny font, you're going to start getting a lot more of that. There's new conduct rules that were just passed. It's called Regulation Best Interest. And what this is supposed to do is supposed to improve the quality and transparency in the financial advice business. And what it does, it will basically help clarify what kind of relationship a client has with their financial advisor and what conflicts the representative has. Now, the brokerage industry, they like these new rules. I don't. Brokers are now, they can now advertise and tell clients that they serve their best interest. But to me, it's a bit disingenuous. These new rules make it easier for a broker to basically fulfill that duty in saying that I'm working in your best interest by disclosing how they are not. Again, all they need to do is to put into some itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, fine print their various different conflicts, and they're off the hook. They are still not a fiduciary. You get it? They are still not a fiduciary. There is a big difference between the two. I don't understand for the life of me. It doesn't cost you any more money. It doesn't cost you. Why you wouldn't want to work with someone that by law has to do the right thing by you? Why? If you had the choice between doctors and you had the doctor that, as long as I put something in small print somewhere, I mean, you know, maybe I'll perform that procedure that they really don't need. And the doctor that is going to always do the right thing by you, who would you choose? There is a difference between the two. And the reality is that any publicly traded investment firm, bank, you name it, they cannot act in that capacity. They cannot act in that capacity. Why? Because their fiduciary duty is not to the client. It's not to their customers. It's to their shareholders. Why do you think Murkowski Investments will never, ever, ever go public? Just that simple. Got to take a break, everyone. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Reminder again, take advantage of all the great things that we have at our site, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yeah.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is signing an executive order on Thursday titled Protecting Medicare from Socialist Destruction. Speaking in Florida, the president says the Trump administration will continue to help senior citizens.
Stop at nothing to deliver better health care for you and for your family. I will never let you down. You have been incredible to me, and I will never, ever forget you. I will never let you down. I promise that.
A lawyer representing victims of the Las Vegas mass shootings claims he's very impressed with MGM for agreeing to a landmark settlement. Lawyer Eglett Adams says this case has been difficult for all sides.
This was an unusual case by any stretch of the imagination.
MGM has agreed to pay between $735 and $800 million to the victims of the worst mass shooting in the nation's history. The final amount will depend on how many people opt into the settlement. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. This next story. I talked about this past week on the podcast as well, and I want to share it with all of my radio listeners all across the country as well, because I think it's important. It's a really good teachable moment. One of the things we try to do, try to demonstrate how the world works here and use examples so you can make greater sense out of it. I started reading the Wall Street Journal a little bit, not a lot, decades ago when I was in college. And I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't understand a lot of it. A lot of it was kind of boring to me. It was. And I basically, every day, I pick the thing up, and it's changed drastically. And I've been very, very critical of the paper over the past several years in regards to the quality of the reporting that they've been putting out. They changed. News Corp bought the Wall Street Journal, and most certainly they have improved with their pictures. A lot more pictures, a lot more stories on travel and luxury real estate and other destinations and wine and things like that. But as far as their business reporting is concerned, it's gone straight downhill. It is, you want to call it, people like to call it a conservative publication. I like to call it the publication for the conservative side of the establishment. What we often like to equate in terms of Caddyshack as the Bushwood Republicans. We give credit where credit's due. When people put out good articles, we are an equal opportunity basher here on the program. And I got to come after the Wall Street Journal editorial board. They put out a editorial piece, and it was satire. It was a satire of the search that's been ongoing for Wells Fargo and how Wells Fargo is trying to find a CEO. And they write, wanted for top post in West Coast financial industry, a savvy manager who understands contemporary politics. Prior job holder resigned in March after failing to appreciate the bank's new status as a public utility. Company currently operates under the supervision of the Federal Reserve and Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, and the right candidate must be eager to follow their orders. Government consent decree prohibits growth until regulators are satisfied that corporate culture has changed. The winning candidate will never have been overheard using the phrase return on equity. Hardy har har har. Listen, okay, I'm reading this and I'm saying to myself, I'm laughing. I am. I got a sinking suspicion that people at the Wall Street editorial board understand how the world works. Wells Fargo is bloody omnipotent. If any smaller outfit, mid-sized bank, did what they did, they would be no longer. They would be put out of business. And they're giving this woe is me story for Wells Fargo. Why would anybody feel sorry for Wells Fargo? They can't die. They can't die. They go on in the column. They said, candidate must have no banking experience or familiarity with finance or ideally numbers, should be adept at dealing with difficult clients and not mind being kicked around by politicians or vilified on social media. Give me a break. Again, you read this, you got to understand how to read through the bull excrement. Those congressional hearings that you see where you have various different politicians wagging their finger and yelling and screaming at some executive, it's a joke. It's not real. It's professional wrestling. Professional wrestling. I think I equated to it this past week. It's like Hulk Hogan and King Kong Bundy back in the day. Professional wrestlers going at it in the ring. Do you think King Kong Bundy and Hulk Hogan aren't friends outside of the ring where it's all fake? Of course they are. As soon as those hearings are over, the politicians make for their next fundraiser where the people they were yelling and screaming at show up and give them money. That's how it works. The Wall Street Journal editorial board wants you to think something else. The reality is that white-collar crime, if you're at a certain level here in the United States, pays. White-collar crime pays. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll delve further into that when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving.
Three.
Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes
Association.
Do you hear
it? So three might not be working. So let's...
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world.
Testing.
And they can
now
seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, criminal charges. Take control of your
you
tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop corruptions and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future.
Yours.
Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Maybe I need to turn your mic up.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog.
Not hearing
on
anything.
Wall Street Show.
One.
You know,
are you hearing that? I'm hearing
Andrew
you.
Carnegie.
Okay. Can
All
you
right.
hear me?
Less.
No, but you're too far away from the mic.
could have cared less if the government socialized.
Hello? Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Can you hear me?
Why would he care?
No.
That would essentially
maybe try
wipe
this one.
Out his competition.
Oh, my gosh.
He would be the only game in town. Take a look at the concentration of money here in this country in the too big to fail banks.
So
oh, no. They got
that's
answer
fine.
To some regulators. Woe is
hello?
Them.
Hello?
Woe is them.
No, I think that's working. This one's working.
Okay.
That
I think
can.
I think that one's working.
Okay.
Can anybody
so
see
need,
any sort of
but we need one more.
New bank
well,
coming and
I
taking these banks out?
All right.
That
the
word doesn't work
the right
at all.
Way? The American way? By building a better mousetrap through competition?
I didn't try this one.
Try that one.
Okay, put on headphones on. It wasn't before.
When I say that white
okay, do you hear
collar
this?
Crime.
No.
Okay.
Pays.
So, Jerry, you're going to sit here.
It does. Let's take a look at various different executives from Wells Fargo. They get trouble for
working all day.
Presiding over a bank that was making up customer accounts. They knew exactly what they were doing, putting auto insurance on people's bills that they didn't even need. We can go on and on and on again. Hey, listen, I'm picking on Wells Fargo right now, but they've all done it. They all do it. Why? Because they can.
Hello? Hello?
It's all good.
Because they can.
Like out of breath, I ran in here and there were
remember,
almost here.
Hello,
like
hello.
Attorney General.
Hello, hello.
Like, Barack Obama.
Eric
Holder's asked about this.
They're eating and they're looking. Two were scared and the other one's like.
We can't go after.
Like, yeah, like,
after
these my dinner.
What are we going to do?
And I'm like.
It's bad for the economy.
Come after me.
So put your headphones on.
They pay a fine.
And let me see if I can hear you.
They don't.
I'm hearing me out of this now.
That's the reality. They don't pay a fine.
So talk into that mic.
Hello?
The shareholders of the company.
You can hear me?
Pay the fine.
So are you.
Sure.
I don't have to hear anything.
Some of these executives. They might lose their job. Oh, yippee-dah. A big deal. They've already
hello?
Made tens, if not hundreds of billions of dollars.
No, I
oh,
to,
I know.
I
it's going
to
be real
okay.
rough
talking.
On them, right? Well,
I'm not
they're not
going
to be able to
it.
Buy the 120-foot yacht.
Yeah.
They're going to only be able to get the 100-foot yacht.
Is, like,
oh, no.
Well, there's another station, but
we
I could hear you.
They don't
okay.
Yeah, I could hear you. Okay.
Any skin in the game.
Do I need to hear you through here, though?
They don't.
Really, but... So
there is no downside
is he,
for them.
Did a show
they, you have a problem with corporate America? Hey, people love talking about income inequality.
There's
an income inequality.
I've done this show.
Really close to it. Like
I've done like,
it's downside inequality.
It confuses me.
Yeah, way too many people out there.
I just
there.
Can hear you.
So, it's not
okay,
just, I'm just
right.
talking about big business. You're talking.
Here's
politicians, you're talking the media, you're talking
sure.
pundits.
And then I did not bring any.
No matter what they say, no matter what they do,
the
no matter what type of pain that
yes.
they unleash
so
on their clients or society at large, what happens
yeah.
to them?
Okay, because I didn't.
Yeah.
I ran out of time.
Nothing.
So
yeah, just tell
anything.
Me. I'll just say that like, for more information, yeah. please contact yeah. Prevention
hey.
Resources. I'll give
okay.
the phone number.
That's
or,
what I look for
yeah,
all the time.
That's perfect, and we'll be doing that with
who?
Our group, too.
Who
okay.
asked you the question?
Name. You don't want that.
No, I want to ask you a question.
You know
how are you doing this?
I'm going to grab something. Talib put together a really interesting chart. That kind
I just
of
want to say, for like number 9 for what
we'll
the resources
about
are,
it.
I didn't write them all
Watchdog
down.
Watchdog on WallStreet.com, our site. Watchdog on WallStreet.com, newsletter. Consultations
wanted,
with our certified financial planners.
It.
Don't go away.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what.
You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with BrassTac Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
Yes, so the coalition.
You're listening to Steve
part
and
of the Sage News Coalition worked on that with Raritan Township Police. So we'll talk about that.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
So, we have 5 more minutes.
Bringing America financial freedom.
I
should probably make sure my phone is off. I didn't check that.
And I think Rocky will let us know if she can't hear us.
Is she watching?
Yeah, she said she would. But if she can't hear us.
So can I get, do I have time to get my phone or no?
Okay. We'll go to commercial break if they're really not hearing us.
So you didn't even start yet?
No.
Okay.
You have to hit the news button on the left, the short one. On the icon on the left.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
China should start an investigation into the Bidens, because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine.
President Trump speaking outside the White House on Thursday, saying the Bidens' business deals should be looked into. A deal has been reached between MGM and the victims of the Las Vegas mass shooting. MGM Resorts International has agreed to pay up to $800 million to the families of the 58 victims of the Route 91 Harvest Festival shooting and the hundreds of others that were injured.
The stories that all of you, I'm sure, have heard about what happened that night and the impacts on these people is horrific. But this is a step in the right direction.
Robert Eglitz's law firm represents over 2,500 victims. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Good afternoon and welcome to our program, Sharing the Hope, brought to you by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce Radio. My name is Christine Unoso, and my co-host here is Jennifer Denlinger. We are family support coordinators at Prevention Resources, an agency based in Flemington since 1971. Jennifer and I work the Family Support Center and provide support to anyone in Hunterdon, Somerset, or Mercer County who has a loved one with a substance use disorder. We meet with family members one-on-one, in person, via phone, email, text, whatever works for the family. All our services are free, and you can contact us at 908-782-3909. Our show is weekly on Thursdays from 5 to 6. We broadcast live on Facebook, and the show will be posted so you can listen at your convenience. Follow our Facebook page called Sharing the Hope. We welcome your comments and suggestions for future guests and topics. We are very fortunate today to have Jerry, and we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we're going to introduce our guest and get a little bio on her.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
My name is Jennifer, and my co-host is Christine, and we're really excited today to be speaking with Jerry Colavecchio, who is our colleague at Prevention Resources. Jerry's the Chief Operating Officer at Prevention Resources and primarily works on the Safe Communities Coalition of Hunterdon and Somerset Counties and is the Director of the Safe Coalition in Somerset County. Jerry has an extensive background in education with a BS degree in early childhood and elementary education, is a certified tobacco treatment specialist, and a certified prevention specialist. And she recently received an award from Somerset County Sheriff on her collaborative work crafting best practices and strategic prevention strategies to achieve long-term sustainable outcomes to reduce substance misuse and abuse. Welcome, Jerry.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
We're really excited to have you here today. So the first topic we're going to talk about today is vaping, which is a big topic in the news and a little bit confusing for some people. And I wonder if we can just start at the beginning. Can you just tell us what exactly is vaping?
So vaping is the process or the device that is used to inhale aerosol of, it could be nicotine, it could be THC, which is the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana. It could be a vape juice with flavoring. And a lot of times we just don't know what's in a vaping device. The vaping devices are referred to as EDSs, which is an electronic delivery system.
Or e-cigs.
E-cigs would be covered under that. Vape pens, any type of vaping device.
So, vapor is actually water, and a lot of people think then that vaping is just inhaling water. What's really in a vape?
So, vapes have many chemicals. There's diacetyl, which is a chemical that can harm your lungs, which a lot of times people that worked in the popcorn factories, that's why they call it popcorn lung. Mm-hmm. Inhaled in this chemical, and it affected their lungs. So there's many different things that go into it, and it's really an aerosol. So it's like, think about spraying like hairspray in your mouth and ingesting that into your lungs.
Okay, so it's not just water.
It's not water. There's all types of chemicals.
So I know that in December a year ago, 2018, Dr. Jerome Adams, who was the U.S. Surgeon General, declared that e-cigarette use among youth is an epidemic. How did that happen?
So basically how it started, I mean, vape pens go all the way back to like 2007. It was created by the tobacco companies who were really geniuses in the marketing field. And what they did is because the cigarette rates and sales